Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Gar Lenander. We've got a couple items we want to cover today. Now with the government back running again, and obviously there's been a lot of consternation, weeping, gnashing of teeth over this, but there's some things that we want to talk about, but I've got something I want to talk about for a couple minutes first, and then I'll let the money person talk about that. One of the things that I run into occasionally is people who are sitting on money, and I say, well, what's your money for? Well, I kind of like to pass it on to my kids or my grandkids. Yeah, okay, that's fine. But I want to be able to get at it, too. God forbid I live too long and start to run out of my other money. Where am I going to, the money's going to come from? Well, that creates a problem because many times you can put your money good places, but you don't have the access to those dollars that you probably should have. There is a way to do it, and I'm going to throw a couple things out. And if you've got some money that you're trying to pass on that you'd like to have left as a legacy to kids, grandkids, give me a call. I'll give you some things over the phone. Don't have to sit down with you, but that'll give you some ideas how this works. You can have an immediate value to your estate. Assets are passed on, avoiding probate. In a case of a chronic illness, let's assume you do not have long-term care insurance. You can use these dollars for long-term care. You could even get all your premium back if you die. It's an absolutely perfect way to move money to the next generation. There's one caveat. You must be insurable. It is a life insurance contract. But in the right situation, it cannot be beaten. So, if you've got a question about that, like to see something on it, give me a call at 651-436-3997. It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit very many people, but where it fits, it is perfect. Okay, Leanne, you can go to work.
I can go to work. Okay, first of all, I had a little tire accident
this week.
And I want to thank the patrolman and the highway helpers who helped me out in this particular situation. I had a tire blow right before I was going to cross the Lakota Bridge in South St. Paul. Needless to say, there was a big, wide area which I could pull over, but the traffic was going by pretty fast. So the first person I called, of course, was Garwin, my husband, and he said he'd come as soon as he could. The next person that showed up was a highway patrolman. So we talked for a little bit. He knew Garwin was coming, and he said, fine, if something would happen and he can't get the tire out or needs help, call 911. But he said, and this I think people have to be aware of, he said, stay in your car and be sure that you have your seatbelt buckled. Well, Garwin came, and because it's a different car than what we have been driving, he had a little problem.
A typical mechanical problem for me, always.
He couldn't get it.
I couldn't get the jack out. I don't know how to get the jack out. And of course, Leanne laughs at me, which hurts my feelings desperately.
But at any rate, I did call 911. They, in turn, called the highway helper. The patrolman showed up again, and then he said, if the highway helper doesn't work, we have to tow it because this is a dangerous location. Well, the highway helper showed up, and very graciously, they changed the tire.
5 minutes, and they were gone.
They were gone, what would have taken us forever, and it wouldn't have worked that way. the highway helper really stepped in. So both the highway patrolman, the staff who answered my call at 911, and he said 911, they answered nicely, and the highway helper helped us exceedingly.
Did the job.
So that was good. I never have tire blowouts, but I did a good one this time.
Blew the whole side of the tire out.
Yeah,
anyway.
Sure did. All right, next, we have everything taken care of in Congress now. Until January and February. They
kicked
just
the can
put it
down
off.
The road. Kicked the can down the road.
Now, as we were going through this, I'm sure you had a lot of very interesting feelings. Panic, anger, what am I going to do? Many people had trouble because they got laid off, and it did affect their incomes, depending upon where in the country you were. You couldn't get through. Now it was tax time again for those who had filed an extension. You couldn't get any help through the government. There were a lot of feelings and a lot of anguish over what was going to happen. One of the things a lot of people thought of doing was cashing everything in. But understand something here. It was a good thing that everything got settled for now. We do have to face it again, but each time as we face something like this, we get a little calmer and a little bit more realistic as to what we can do. First of all, if the U.S. would default, it could have an effect, and different effect, on the global currencies out there and their transactions. And it could lead to some deflation. There would be less money in the system. That would create slower growth. There would be some ramifications here, and the government really doesn't want to do that. Will they end up going right to the nth degree again? They may. In your situation, one of the things that you should not have thought about doing was cashing out. Because we knew that somehow, some way, this had to be taken care of. So what we can look at is we had kind of a consolidated period, and then we saw the markets really move. So for people who had money sitting in money markets, they could actually go ahead and do something a little different. They could invest again. They could get some things at some very reasonable prices. There are some things going on in our economy that are very good. The companies have been doing well. China's starting to stabilize. Earnings season is here. Consumer confidence is up. So you have to look at all those things going on. The Fed has not gone ahead and tapered the bond buying. In fact, this was something they kind of anticipated. They didn't want to start tapering. They didn't want to start raising interest rates because they were afraid that if this went too far, that it would affect the economy and slow the economy down. Therefore, they looked ahead and said, no, we're just going to wait. Well, now we saw that everything got straightened around, and we will have to face it again. Hopefully, the congressman did get the idea from everybody out there. They want something taken care of here. They want the government to work, Congress and the president, to work together. And they do know we have to talk about debt.
I would suspect that there are going to be a great number of congresspeople, both men and women, members of the House and the Senate, who are going to go down the road this next election.
There's going to be
people
some
people. People are really, really, really frosted. And I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat.
It doesn't make any difference.
Doggone people, they are sent there to do a job, and they didn't do their job. But they did vote themselves to get a subsidy for their health insurance. They did a good job. Now they have rescinded that again. But it is incomprehensible that these people go in there and become so arrogant and cavalier that they don't really care about the country.
Well, there are some things that the individual investor, though, can keep in mind.
Okay.
They have to separate that out, but they also have to look at what's going on with the stock market. The stock market will react, and it did react, on a downward basis and an upward basis. But we are in earnings season. One of the things we are seeing is we are seeing the earnings coming out now from different companies. Some are doing extremely well. Some are not as well as we thought. But now is when we're going to see most of the dividends that are going to be paid out, most of the things that will happen now at the end of the year. we'll see a lot of opportunities for the individual to make some nice money. They may have to do some rebalancing, and they may need to look at making some tax changes that will affect their portfolios. For instance, if you have some losses you can declare, you might want to think about doing that because you can carry through those losses later. You might want to take some gains to be offset by the losses because we've had a nice growth in the stock market. We do know that dividends are going to be declared, and you're going to see that if you've been looking at dividends through the year, it's probably not been real heavy, but what you're going to find out now at the end of the year is when most of the dividends are going to be declared. And now we're going to also find out what a lot of these companies have been thinking through the year. Each quarter we go through this looking at what the earnings are, but really the real strong time to look at earnings now is at the end of the year.
It could be very, very profitable for people sitting on dividend-paying stocks this year.
It could very easily be.
Now, obviously, each situation is a little different, but the companies, some of those companies have been really salting the money away, and it looks like they will be paying some very hefty dividends.
Well, the American Taxpayer Relief Act, ATRA, of 2012 was signed into law earlier this year, and because of that, we see the main provisions will cover both income and estate taxes. So there's some things that people have to consider when they're looking back at their paying taxes on this year. Generally, taxpayers with an annual income over $200,000 may have to be concerned with higher tax rates, additional taxes, and phase-outs of even some tax benefits.
There will be some tax, I'm sure, this next round that will start cutting some of those bloated gifts that they have put in for certain friends that shouldn't be. There's no question. There's a lot of those. There's laws in there that are just incomprehensible where certain families have gotten special dispensations to which only fit that family. It's some of those just shouldn't be there.
Well, it's going to be a year where you really have to do some tax planning, so you have to work with your CPA. And you've got to keep into consideration, too, that there may be some extra taxes because of something like Obamacare. I just talked to a client today who had been to the dentist, and he had an $8 tax. It was because they were talking to him about it had to do with Obamacare and some of the different tax rates out there. And I believe that had to do with the medical device tax. But either way, there's going to be some changes. We will be going over taxes and tax changes that are probably going to be looked at very carefully this year on some ongoing basis now as we go into the tax year and some things that you can do. But one thing, do not panic when we go through this again. Just be realistic. The market is one thing, but the government's another, and make yourself known to your representative.
Do some planning. Think about it. Where do I want to go? Keep your eye on the prize, but don't panic. Leanne got several phone calls about people getting a little panicky. But we want to thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. If you have any questions, call us at 651-436-3997 or 952-835-4136. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.